This is the end of another week of Everyday English, and we welcome you once again with warmth to our weekly test. We're going to ask you some simple questions on the work done in the course of this week. If you're ready, we shall start. Are you ready? Question one.
Listen to the sentence I'm going to say, and then answer the questions that follow. He seems to have lost his self-esteem. Does the sentence mean, one, he seems no longer able to accept that he is capable of achieving much? Two, he seems no longer able to estimate and evaluate things correctly. Three, he seems no longer able to evaluate himself realistically. And four, he seems no longer as confident in himself as he used to be. The question again, listen to the sentence I am going to say, and then answer the questions that follow. He seems to have lost his self-esteem. Does the sentence mean, one, he seems no longer able to accept that he is capable of achieving much? Two, he seems no longer able to estimate and evaluate things correctly. Three, he seems no longer able to evaluate himself realistically. And four, he seems no longer as confident in himself as he used to be.
Question two.
And now listen to this. No one with self-worth will accept these terms for payment. Does the sentence mean A, anyone who is held high in the opinion of the public will reject these terms for payment of money? B, anyone who respects himself will reject these terms for payment of money? And C, no one who is sufficiently aware of the value of the difference between right and wrong will accept these terms for payment of money. Please listen again. No one with self-worth will accept these terms for payment. Does this sentence mean A, anyone who is held high in the opinion of the public will reject these terms for payment of money? B, anyone who respects himself will reject these terms for payment of money? And C, no one who is sufficiently aware of the value of the difference between right and wrong will accept these terms for payment of money.
Question three.
Comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of the following sentences. A, she knew yesterday that my brother is ill. B, she reported that her brother is going to hospital. The question again, comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of the following sentences. A, she knew yesterday that my brother is ill. B, she reported that her brother is going to hospital.
And now the answers.
Question one. Listen to the sentence I'm going to say, and then answer the questions that follow. He seemed to have lost his self-esteem. Does the sentence mean, one, he seems no longer able to accept that he is capable of achieving much? Two, he seems no longer able to evaluate himself realistically? Three, he seems no longer able to estimate and evaluate things correctly? And four, he seems no longer as confident in himself as he used to be.
The sentence means one and four. One, he seems no longer able to accept that he is capable of achieving much. And 4, he seems no longer as confident in himself as he used to be.
Question 2.
And now listen to this. No one with self-worth will accept these terms for payment. Does the sentence mean A. Anyone who is held high in the opinion of the public will reject these terms for payment of money? B. Anyone who respects himself will reject these terms for payment of money? And C. No one who is sufficiently aware of the value of the difference between right and wrong will accept these terms for payment of money.
B is the correct answer. Anyone who respects himself will reject these terms of payment of money.
Question 3.
Comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of the following sentences. A. She knew yesterday that my brother is ill.
An ungrammatical sentence. The correct equivalent is, she knew yesterday that my brother was ill.
B. She reported that her brother is going to hospital.
This is also an ungrammatical sentence. The correct substitute is, she reported that her brother was going to hospital.
Thank you both. I hope, listeners, that you found the test manageable. Have a good weekend. Enjoy yourselves till we meet again. Till then, it's good luck. Cheers from us.